USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over the president's infrastructure package, with Republicans presenting a nearly trillion-dollar counterproposal late last week. One of the Republican senators leading negotiations with the White House believes that offer will provide a base to bring bipartisan support to the issue. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito tells Fox News that she believes there is the will to get a deal done soon.
We've got a great basis for this because we just passed a surface transportation bill unanimously out of my committee with Senator Carper as the chairman. And so I think we're building those blocks towards a really good, solid infrastructure package that has bipartisan support. So we're responding to what the president has said. He told me on the phone just day before yesterday, let's get this done. And I think that means that he has, his heart is in this.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After a recent increase in incidents aboard airplanes, the transportation secretary says he's concerned about the trend. Jeremy Scott reports.
The FAA says there have been roughly 2,500 reports of unruly passengers on planes since the first of the year, mostly regarding the federal mask mandate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addressed the increase on CNN's State of the Union.
We have a set of rules in place to keep people safe, and I really hope that travelers will respect flight attendants, bus operators, workers, anybody who is simply doing their job.
The federal mask mandate remains in effect on planes, buses, and trains until September 13th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And at least 22 people were shot early Sunday morning at a birthday party in suburban Miami. Two people were killed when three assailants opened fire into a crowd of people outside of a banquet hall. Police say the shooting was not random and that at least 100 shots were fired in the incident. Three of those who were injured are in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Secretary of Transportation says the President may act without congressional Republicans on infrastructure if a deal isn't reached soon. Jeremy Scott has more.
An apparent deadline has been set for a bipartisan deal to be reached on the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN State of the Union that the president will look to act without the support of Republicans if they can't come to a consensus.
By the time that they return, which is June 7th, we need a clear direction. Certainly encouraging to see the healthy conversations that have happened over the last days and weeks. But the president keeps saying inaction is not an option, and time is not unlimited here.
The plan from Republicans is around $250 billion, a far cry from the president's $1.7 trillion. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka has been fined $15,000 after she refused to meet with the media following her opening round win at the French Open. Osaka said on social media that she would be skipping media interviews during the tournament, citing mental health concerns. The organizations that run the Grand Slam tournaments announced the fine on Sunday, saying that the mental health of players is of the utmost importance to the tournaments. In a joint statement, the four organizations also warned that Osaka could face more consequences if she continues to ignore media obligations. Osaka is the second-ranked player in the world and seeded second in the French Open. She won the first Grand Slam of the year, taking the Australian Open title back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.